Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Another reason Stuart Scott probably died a happy man. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. When I heard that Stuart Scott passed away Sunday morning, I immediately thought about Carolina's romp over Clemson Saturday night. Hear me out on this, since knowing how much Scott loved his Tar Heels, there may be a connection. Everyone who watched SportsCenter and ESPN over the last 20 years loved Stuart Scott. They were part of his family. But we were even luckier, because he was part of ours. A 1987 UNC grad, Stuart came to Carolina right after Dean Smith won his first national championship and was in school to watch the Heels twice go undefeated in the ACC. As his notoriety as a sports reporter grew, so did his love for Carolina, and he never tried to hide it. He found time to host Late Night with Rory the first few years Williams was back as head coach, and his style on air allowed him to show a touch of glee or gloom when reporting the score of that night's UNC game. Once his cancer was diagnosed, Scott could not come back every year, but he did when he could. Old Rory pushed back tears Sunday in a short taped tribute to whom he called his hero. The connection between Saturday night's win and Scott's death is probably my imagination, but here is how I would like to think it went. He knew he was sick, and probably fatally so this time, but he tried to live life as long as he could the way he wanted. He would leave the hospital in Connecticut to anchor SportsCenter, and he would follow up chemo treatments by going to kickboxing and judo classes. So I am guessing he was laying in bed Saturday night watching ESPN when the Tar Heels opened the AC season at Clemson. And much to Stuart's delight, the game was pretty much over in the first half. The Tar Heels are more talented than Clemson and much, much bigger. And they showed their dominance on the boards and by far played their best on the ball and off the ball defense in a long time, maybe in years. Clemson could barely get into its offense, finding the passing lanes clogged and the driving lanes double-teamed. I'm imagining Stuart watching this blowout with a smile on his face, and after the 74-50 final score that wasn't indicative of the true beatdown, Scott laughed and said to himself, "The Heels finally play defense the way they're supposed to, so I can go now. Your Carolina family will miss you, Stu. This is Archansky. Booyah!"